Next, one of those stories that may not be news to listeners in their 20s, say. Young adults, by the hundreds of thousands, have been signing up at a website called Friendster, which is part dating service, part friend finder, part illustration of the 6 degrees of separation phenomenon. It is evidently very popular, and for the time being at least, it's free. Users create a profile using their picture and a description of themselves, their tastes and interests, and their friends. And users can click straight through to a friend's profile. There, they are automatically linked to their friend's friends, and from there, they could communicate online with their friends' friends' friends, and so forth. Jonathan Abrams is the founder of Friendster.com, and Mr. Abrams, what inspired this?
The inspiration was drawn from a few sources. In 2002, I had been talking with a lot of friends about what they were doing to meet people, and I heard that a lot of people were using online personal sites. But when I checked out these sites, I found that they were kind of anonymous and random and creepy, and I didn't find it very appealing. The other thing was that I noticed in real life, my friends preferred to meet people through their friends. So I kind of looked at those two things and thought it would be cool if there was a website where you could meet people through your friends online.
Or your friends' friends, for that matter.
Or your friends' friends, or their friends.
How many users are there right now of Friendster.com?
We have almost 1 million users.
And you opened for business when?
In March of 2003.
So in just a few months, you've been able to find 1 million people who go online. And how do they use this exactly? Is it to try to find a date or just to communicate with people online? What is it?
I would say around half of the users are interested in using Friendster for the purpose of dating. And the other half are using it for other things, making friends, helping their friends meet people just for fun, various different things.
Now, one of my young colleagues here who has signed up with Friendster.com showed me her profile, but also a profile for one Ben Affleck, who, according to his profile, has a taste for Jennifer Lopez movies. And it was pointed out to me, this is probably a fake. There are probably some people out there who are really not who they say they are.
Yes, and I'd like to formally tell all the people out there who've created a Kevin Bacon that you're not as creative and funny as you think. We've got around 10 of them.
Explain to me to what extent somebody who signs up with Friendster is likely to be receiving email messages from strangers right away.
Well, the basic concept of Friendster is everybody has their own personal network, and nobody who's not in your personal network is allowed to contact you. Say you have 20 friends, and each of them have 10 friends, and they have 10 friends, say 100,000 people. They wouldn't know your full name, and they will never know your email address unless you tell them. But they would be able to send you a message through the Friendster system.
This is all free right now because this is in the in its first phase. How long is that going to last?
We're actually going to keep basic membership free in the site. But if you want to contact somebody you don't know, such as for dating, that will require you to be a subscriber.
This, as you have it now, is 1 million people who've signed up. And the way you're describing it, it seems to be working pretty well. Would success kill Friendster.com? That is, let's say you had 20 million people. Would you be able to either provide the servers or provide the sense of close personal networks in a universe of that many users?
Well, right now, I think we probably would have more than 1 million users if our site had not had some growing pains during the last couple weeks keeping up with the demand for the service. But Friendster was designed to be able to be really, really big in terms of having 20 million users and still give each individual user of the service an experience that's not overwhelming. Because on Friendster, every single user is not connected and exposed to every single other user. So it's really designed that the service can scale up without, becoming a victim of its success.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me here.
Jonathan Abrams, who is the founder of Friendster.com.